The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome to the War Room. We are back from holiday here. I hope that everybody had a great Thanksgiving with family and friends and football and turkeys and whatever it was you enjoyed over the holidays. It's nice. Isn't it nice to kind of just get away from everything, spend time with loved ones, enjoy traditions, good times, song, dance, whatever it is that you get involved with? Man, it's just good stuff. It's good to be an American, isn't it? Isn't it great to just love America and just bask and all the glorious traditions that we have here? Oh, it's just so good. Food, family, friends, music, fun. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. How can you not love America? Well, Thanksgiving is now behind us, and that means that Christmas is right around the corner, and the White House is not waiting at all to embrace the holiday season, as First Lady Melania today entered the White House with a slew of ballerinas dancing as she revealed the White House Christmas decorations. Let's listen to this song real quick that she's entering the floor of the White House to here. As you can see, the ballerinas there. Don't worry, we'll get that song. There it is. Now folks, if you hear that, you may recognize the composer here is Russian. Is this Melania Trump flaunting the Russian collusion in front of our face? No. Go back to the Russian collusion video. Yes. How dare Melania Trump flaunt Christmas and Russian collusion in front of us like this? The nerve of that woman. It's actually beautiful. How could you not like that? I guess if you don't like Christmas, you don't like America, you don't like traditions, you don't like the Trumps, they probably wouldn't like that. No, but I'm sure, I can't wait till the press runs with that one. Melania Trump shows Russian collusion, plays Tchaikovsky as she enters the White House floor revealing the Christmas decorations. Actually, we've got some B-roll, guys. Go ahead and roll the B-roll of the First Lady revealing the Christmas decorations today. Very beautiful. At the White House today, you can see some of the Christmas decorations up there that the First Lady revealed today. Isn't it nice to have a First Lady again? Make the First Lady a lady again. It's just really great to see the traditions of our culture and of our country returned to the mainstream, celebrated by our president. A president who's not ashamed of America. A president who's not ashamed of American traditions. A president who's not ashamed of Christmas, of Christians. A president who's not ashamed of our borders. And there's the nativity scene back at the White House. That's right, folks. That's right. The nativity scene is back at the White House. So it's nice to see President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump embracing Christmas. As he said on his campaign trail, we're going to bring Christmas back. We're going to make Christmas great again. And certainly for President Trump's first day in the White House so far, it looks like Christmas is back in the fold at the White House. So beautiful scenery, some ballerinas, beautiful music, Christmas trees everywhere, ornaments, and all the festivities at the White House. The nativity scene back at the White House, because we don't have a president that's afraid that you'll be triggered if you see an image of baby Jesus. Thank you, President Trump, for making Christmas great again. When we come back, folks, I've got stacks of news, videos, the Democrats going crazy, liberals going crazy. Oh, it's like Thanksgiving feast over and over again with these liberals. And they give you plenty of tears, too, to wipe it down so you can eat the liberal nonsense, and then you can wash it down with the liberal tears. We're in the middle of the Know Your Enemy 34-hour broadcast. Don't go anywhere.
I'm driving home. Here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. And also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Is the War Room.
The War Room is back after Thanksgiving break. Glad to be here with you, flush in the middle of the Know Your Enemy 34-hour broadcast here at Infowars.com. We're live for 34 hours here on this Cyber Monday, reminding you that it's always important to know who your enemy is. And, of course, that is the enemy that hates America, that hates our borders, hates our culture, and hates our history. Welcome to the War Room. It's Monday, November 27th, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We've got tons of guests for you on the broadcast today. It starts with John Rappaport joining me at 3:30 from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Roger Stone comes in the second hour. He's going to be giving you updates on all of his litigations, his lawsuit against Twitter, and, of course, the White House intrigue as usual. Then in the third hour, Leo Zagami joins me. We'll be talking about everything that's breaking internationally as far as the collapse of the New World Order, of the Satanists. And then at 5:30, a new guest to the War Room, Jason Fike. We're going to be talking about the thin line in between standing by police, but also at the same time addressing police brutality, and how we as Americans can come together to reach a middle ground on addressing those issues that actually works for our society and our culture. In the meantime, though, I've got stacks of news that I may or may not be able to get to. You know, before I get to anything, though, I'm not really going to have time to show this, and maybe you've shown it by now. I don't think it'll really translate to a radio audience. But in fact, if you guys just want to roll clip 11 as B-roll here, let's just get this out of the way, because I'm not really sure how else to address this except to just wonder one thing. So there's a viral video going around of these nurses basically, I don't know if you want to say abandoning, but it's basically neglect this World War II veteran who's calling for help, saying he can't breathe, and then they're kind of neglectful with the help. They ignore him. It took him like an hour just to call the police to, you know, get there and everything. But as I'm watching this video and I'm trying to figure out this story, there's only one thing that really I can make sense of here, because what type of person is so lacking in humanity that they're laughing as someone is dying literally right next to them? And I can't help but wonder if this isn't part of the dehumanization campaign that the media has been waging on us for decades. Now, obviously, more details are going to come out of this report. When this report was already filed by 11 Alive just a few days ago, it's gone totally viral, and now they're going to be following up and doing updates. So we're going to get more information on this. But to me, this is a symptom, this is a result of the dehumanization campaign that the media has been waging against everyone of all identities, honestly, if you want to be perfectly honest. Everyone gets dehumanized in the liberal mindset because the human being is scum. And even though they want to foist whatever is politically convenient for them at the time, whether it be homosexuals, transsexuals, black people, whatever it is, even though they want to foist those people up in a virtue signaling technique, at the end of the day, it's an anti-human campaign. Humans are bad. Humans destroy the planet. Humans destroy the culture. Humans kill everything. Humans are bad. It's a dehumanization campaign. So when I'm seeing this video, it hurts. I mean, it's honestly so painful to think that someone would just be laughed at in their final moments on Earth. And the only thing I could make sense of watching this was that these people have literally been dehumanized, or whatever it is about that person, whatever it is about, in this instance, James Dempsey, who was dying on the bed there, whatever it was about him was dehumanized by the media to these nurses. So for whatever reason, again, I'm just trying to make sense of it. This is the only thing that could make sense to me, because I don't think humans are born hateful. I don't think humans are born, you know, neglectful, if you will, or that cold-hearted. So this is obviously nurtured into them. Was it because Dempsey was a war veteran? Was it because Dempsey was an old man? Was it because Dempsey was white? I don't know. Maybe it was all three of those things combined. He's now dehumanized, you see? He's lower than human. So to laugh at him while he's dying, you don't feel any emotion. You don't feel any regret. You don't feel anything in that moment. That's not a human. He's been dehumanized. You know what? And honestly, it looks like people are already calling in. If you're calling in about this, I'll take your phone call. What drives a person to be so cold-hearted, to be so numb? It's the same thing where it's like people are walking around on their cell phones with their heads down and they almost get hit by a car. It's just like total out of reality, total non-human. It's like they've been dehumanized in their own skin. It's like they dehumanize themselves where they can't even feel compassion to someone dying next to them. I didn't even plan on talking about this today, because I didn't understand it past that. It doesn't make sense. It's just terrible. But so that's what you got going on there, and I'm sure we're going to have more coming out about that. Just really sad. And it's time to uplift humanity, honestly. It's time for us to realize how important being a human actually is. I mean, it's the human touch that separates us from literally everything else on Earth. And these people just, they want to dehumanize it. They want to take away the magical, spiritual, human element of love. All right, the phone number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, specifically on the vet video, just because I know it's going viral and everyone wants to talk about it. But, you know, speaking of, while we're on that subject, you know, this is the dehumanization of our culture. Real quick, we'll finish it up with this segment, and then we'll take your calls on the other side. So first, we've already seen this coming. New York Times tweets this out. If you let boys be boys, they will murder their fathers and sleep with their mothers. Okay, so there you go. There's the New York Times dehumanizing men. Oh, and then a man dies and two nurses laugh at him? Do you see how the psychology works here? That's how you dehumanize an individual, and then they die on a bed and you laugh at them. And then the story, the unexamined brutality of the male libido. And it just goes on, folks, and it all rings true with the attack on men, the attack of toxic masculinity, saying if you just exist as a man, you are toxic, you are bad, and the New York Times has now gone full bore with that story. But the dehumanization continues. So now I'm a man, so I'm not human because of the New York Times. Facebook to expand artificial intelligence to help prevent suicide. If you think that's to help prevent suicide, I got a bridge to sell you underwater. All dolled up, sex robot craze sparks rides of digisexuals where Randy men will only sleep with dolls, experts warn. Well, yeah, when they look at a woman or they ask a woman for a phone number, now they're accused of sexual assault. And then the New York Times says they're toxic. So yeah, their last option is to sleep with a robot. Us men don't have a choice now because we've been so dehumanized by the media. And then we can't work either, you see, because we have to rest and take a nap and, you know, clean ourselves. And we like to take time off with friends and family. So robots don't need any of that. So now Amazon is replacing the exhausted human workers with the robots. So this is all a dehumanization campaign, folks. That's what this is, because you can't murder out humanity. You can't call the population. You can't have people turn in all their God-given rights. You can't get humanity to bow down and to give up until you convince humanity it's the problem. It's the bad guy. That's the goal. No, humanity is good. Humanity is love.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Infowars.com/show.
This is what I love about Infowars. This is what I love about the talk radio format. We don't have talking points. We don't have people feeding us, telling us what to talk about, what we can't talk about. We don't have teleprompters. It's literally analyze the news, analyze the data, measure it, and then go with it, and then see where it takes you. And it's just great. We've got people called in. I wasn't even planning on really getting into this video, but it's like I forget how the entire dehumanization campaign is at the very foundation of the globalist agenda, because that's the only way you can remove humans essentially from their role on Earth is to dehumanize them. And that, I think, is what we saw in the viral video of the women laughing at the dying veteran. He's been dehumanized to them. They don't care. It's a dehumanized situation, so there's no reason to feel any emotions, just numbness, laugh at the dying veteran. We've got a couple of callers on the line about this. Let's go to Robert in Seattle. Go ahead, Robert.
How you doing, Alan?
I'm doing okay.
You know, my grandfather went through the similar situation, didn't die in a home like that, but I noticed every time I walked in there, the neglect. They'd have people out in the hallways moaning and screaming. And
Just to stop you, are you specifically talking about at nursing homes?
Yeah, you know, some of the ones he went through a couple different ones. He had congestive heart failure. He had blocked aneurysm, so he went through a lot of heart surgeries. And there was weeks and months in those places. And me going down there, I'd walk out of there so depressed just seeing the way the other people were treated in there. But no human should have to go through it. You know, that I saw that video before you guys played it, and I noticed, you know, the woman had, she showed remorse, but it was almost like a shock that she had done that. Like, it wasn't even cognitive to her that she'd even done that or even acted in that way.
So what do you make of that? I mean, is this the same situation where you see a lady literally get beaten up in the middle of a street and then a bunch of people walking by taking videos? I mean, is it the same type of dehumanization thing? Do you think something else was going on here?
No, it's absolutely what it is. There's no, you know, morals gone out the window lately. It's like, you know, I was at an event one time, same thing. You know, it's like people pulled their phone out while a guy was choking. And it's like, you guys, you know, you got to snap out of this whole thing. And another thing I heard the other day was, while everyone's looking down, you know, what's going on up? And I live in an area where I notice all the chemicals in the air and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just we're so blinded by everything, all this technology. You know, let's run out and wait in line and get in a fight for a $150 television that'll break in 6 months. And, you know, got to have it, got to have the newest, latest, greatest technology. The one thing that I've noticed, I have an iPhone only because of my work. The company provides my phone, but the updates, every time you get an update, it constantly changes your settings on its own. Like it figures its own way it wants to.
Well, and actually just to expand on that a little bit, anyone who's kind of into tech conspiracies has been debating for a while whether or not Apple intentionally basically befuddles their old operating systems or their old phones so that that forces you to buy a new phone quicker. And now a couple publications have actually gotten privy to that too, and they've actually done the research and they figured out that, yep, when Apple comes out with a new phone, all of a sudden your old phone is going to stop working. Now, they tell you that's because of certain updates, operating system, everything. Sure, okay, it makes sense, but come on, we know what the larger agenda here is. Anything else, Robert?
Yeah, the social experiment I tried on, like Facebook, I know you don't do it. I got so much anxiety over Facebook, arguing with people about it, something that I posted, you know, this, that, and the other. So I tried to delete my Facebook. All of a sudden, it was logged into somewhere else. I never logged into it, so it's back activated. So I make up a new one.
Oh, it's a pain in the butt to get rid of Facebook.
Well, I don't put any friends on it. I specifically want news and things like that out of it because it is one of the ways I get, you know, stories. I see.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm using Twitter for nowadays too. I'm so sick of Twitter. I just want to boycott it, but it is still a good source for media to get news. Robert, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Grisha in California. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Go ahead.
Oh, you got it right. How are you doing, Mr. Owen?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. I was actually calling because I'm a direct support professional working in a facility for elderly patients, or not patients, but consumers with developmental disabilities. And I wanted to weigh in on this video I saw about half a week ago about this elderly man that was dying, and there was some neglect. But I see this happening at work almost on a daily basis, not to the extent that it happened, but at a minor scale, like when a consumer would want something to drink, the facility.
So would you attribute that to a dehumanization thing where they just don't really care about their fellow human? Do you attribute that to laziness? What do you think that is?
It's a combination, I believe, of both, but it doesn't come from the people working there. I believe it comes from the facility and the way they have these guidelines as to how you can approach the consumer you're taking care of. They tell you if the consumer walks to the kitchen and grabs a cupcake from the cupboard, you're going to have to write that down as a behavior.
Okay, so there's a frustration amongst the employees by the practices they have to engage in because it feels very convoluted, over the top type of stuff.
Yes, because it's like the consumer that's being taken care of is paying for this cupcake, and the workplace is telling you you're going to have to write down that it's a behavior because it's stealing the cupcake. It's like, no, he already bought the cupcake. We made it for him, you know?
So, see, I think so, that's kind of – there's already kind of an underlying dehumanization of old people that I think that kind of goes in line with.
Yes, that's almost like a unconscious type of a –
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, look at the treatment that a lot of senior citizens get in this country. I mean, it's sad that our old people don't believe to just be tossed aside because they're an inconvenience. But, unfortunately, we've kind of reached that point in some cases. Thank you for the call so much, Grisha. I'm sorry. I got to bounce. We've got Larry Pinkney on the line. Larry, I wish I had more time for you. You just called into the show. Of course, Larry Pinkney is a veteran of the Black Panther Party. He's got a book saying No to Power. Hey, thanks for calling in today, Larry.
Oh, and it is definitely a distinct pleasure, and I just want to be very succinct in what I have to say. First of all, I want to congratulate you, Owen, and Alex, and Roger Stone, and David Knight, Darren, and Millie Weaver, Alexandra, and Rob Du, and the entire InfoWars crew. I cannot overemphasize the value and importance of what you all are doing. You are invaluable to all of us, black, white, brown, red, and yellow, everyday ordinary people. That's all I wanted to say. Don't want to take up a lot of time. Let's just remember that part of this globalist agenda and what I call the vomit stream media is, in fact, dehumanization. Stay strong, my brother, and I'm done. Take good care.
Great point. Thank you so much, Larry, for calling in. Yeah. It really is. It's the same thing with Hollywood. You know, Hollywood is all about projecting this image to the people like, oh, look at Hollywood. Everyone's perfect. Everyone's flawless. Everyone's so happy. That's not being human. Being human is suffering. Being human is persevering, beating the obstacles. The entire thing is about changing the human experience so that you just plug into the matrix and then everything is good because they've given you a little dopamine hit. We'll be right back with John Rapport. He's going to have news.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, and I am joined now by John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. Of course, John had that name before Trump fake news the fake news officially, and then doubled down on CNN calling them very fake news. John, thanks so much for joining me today.
Good to be here, Owen. Yeah, 2001, I decided to start the website No More Fake News. And I see now that CNN is trying to put the genie back in the bottle and say, let's not say fake news anymore. Well, I think it's too late. I think it's far too late because they're the king of fake news. So they're stuck with that.
Well, John, we've got you on for a couple segments here, but I want to do you a favor real quick, all right? Because I care about you, I care about our guest, and I care about our audience. So I'm going to do you a favor, all right, John? Now, this is very important. I got this from the Smarter Living section of the New York Times, so you know it must be crucial. And the headline is, How to Prepare for Cold and Flu Season. Well, even though they admit that most of the sickness you'll get this season is not from the flu, at least anything that could be solved with the vaccine per se, they still tell you the first tip
To prepare for cold and flu season, this is Smarter Living from the New York Times. The first tip is a no-brainer. Get the flu vaccine. So, John, I just wanted to tell you, your first tip for how to prepare for the cold and flu season, just make sure you get out there and get your flu vaccine. John, all right? Get that vaccine, yeah. John.
Thank you so much, Owen. That's miraculous advice.
Well, don't thank me. Thank the New York Times.
Yeah. So a new study emerged, let's say a couple of months ago, from Scripps Institute, University of Pennsylvania. It was funded by the U.S. federal government. And the study starts by saying, we're trying to explain the low effectiveness of the flu vaccine, which immediately, you know, raises a gigantic red flag. Really? Yes, yes, low effectiveness. And we think we found the answer, and the answer is that the virus that you put intentionally in the vaccine is cultured in chicken eggs, and therefore it keeps mutating. Therefore, the people who are getting the vaccine are getting it for a virus that does not exist at the current time in the population, and therefore how could the vaccine be successful? And this came after a revelation in the British Medical Journal several years ago, in which it was indicated that every year hundreds of thousands of samples of blood are taken from so-called flu patients and sent to labs for analysis, and 84% come back with no trace of any kind of flu. So 84, even if you believe in mainstream vaccine theory, 84% of the people could not possibly be protected by the vaccine because they don't have the flu. They have generalized symptoms that are called the flu, but they are coming from some other source. So the whole thing is a complete hoax.
Well, and it's amazing to me because they even admit that, John, in the start of this New York Times article that I presented to you. They even say that in the introduction. Well, it looks like studies have proven that the flu vaccine is either ineffective because it's the wrong type of flu, or it turns out that the people that they think are getting the flu don't even have the flu, so it's not even preventing the flu that they think they're getting vaccinated from. But then they still tell you the first tip is a no-brainer, get the flu vaccine. So, oh, the flu vaccine is ineffective. Oh, we don't even have the right diagnosis. It's not even working. In fact, it's mostly a waste of time. Better get that vaccine, though.
Better get it. You bet. So this is relying on the fact that people's IQ has sunk so low that they can't tell the difference between get the flu vaccine and if you get the flu vaccine, you're an idiot. They can't, you know, take those two things and figure out that they're being bamboozled. And unfortunately for the New York Times and other fake news outlets, that situation has been changing rapidly over the last 10 to 15 years as more and more people are waking up to the reality that the whole vaccine establishment is based on a very dangerous hoax.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that they have their own courts, their own special vaccine courts. So true justice, I don't think, can ever actually be done when it comes to these vaccines actually harming people. You know, it'll be interesting to see if we actually see anything coming from the Trump administration or while Trump is in office against these vaccines, or perhaps a little justice, you know, real justice for people that get damaged by vaccines or have family and children damaged by vaccines. That's something that we've basically just had total silence on, John.
Total silence. We had a report soon after Trump was elected from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stating that he met with Trump at Trump Tower and that there was going to be a task force to investigate vaccine safety, the whole science of vaccination, dangers, et cetera, et cetera. But this was never completely confirmed by Trump or the Trump team, and we have heard nothing about it since then. So I'm not particularly optimistic that this is high on his list of priorities, which means that, as usual, it falls upon us to spread the word and the evidence. And I have been presenting that evidence for the last, since 1988, really, to wake up people to the fact that this whole business is exceedingly dangerous and is constructed, really, at the highest levels as population control, and to injure populations, debilitate them, make them less able to function, all of the vaccines. And just in case we have any pro-vaccine fans listening, try to find a single study, I dare you, anywhere in the mainstream literature, medical journals, where they do an extensive clinical trial based on giving people multiple vaccines at the same time or in a very short period of time, testing for safety. One group doesn't get them. The other group does. Big groups over a period of 3, 4, 5 years to see what the outcome is. Because we're talking about multiple toxicities from multiple vaccine ingredients, and there is no comprehensive good study anywhere in the medical literature that shows that this is remotely safe for children.
Well, John, not only that, there actually was an independent investigation that was done. This was an independent investigation. Obviously, it takes time to measure the effects of vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children, but there was a study done into that independently that found exactly what you would expect. The unvaccinated children essentially have less problems with anxiety. They have less problems with attention deficit, and they're usually actually growing faster too and developing faster.
Yes, I'm aware of that study. Interesting that it had.
But the medical industry doesn't want to recognize
it. Mainstream, yeah, it had to be done outside the mainstream as an independent study because no one was willing to finance it or publish it, never even touch it. So there you have it. And in fact, in Australia, where they took the film Vaxxed, which exposed massive CDC corruption on vaccines, they found some very interesting people to talk to. I know we're coming up against the break, but I can tell you about that after the break. Revelations about vaccine dangers in Australia.
All right, that's what we will do on the other side of the break with John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. Do not go anywhere.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. But also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com.
be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like Brainforce 50% off, ProPure water filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
According to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, due process is only necessary when you're a Democrat. When asked by NBC's Chuck Todd whether or not embattled Rep. John Conyers should be in or out of Congress as he faces down sexual harassment allegations, Nancy Pelosi replied, "We are strengthened by due process. Just because someone is accused, and wait, was it one accusation? Is it two?" Well, Nancy, to answer that question, it was revealed last week the taxpayers footed the bill for a $27,000 settlement for a staffer of Conyers that claimed the 88-year-old congressman made sexual advances on her and then fired her after she wouldn't succumb to them. And a lawyer who worked for Conyers said she'd often encounter the congressman in his office walking around in his underwear. Conyers, who's the longest-serving congressman, has denied all sexual harassment allegations against him. Nancy Pelosi says we need to give him a pass because Conyers is an icon. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There's President Trump. Is this on the War Room memes? It is. War Room memes on Twitter. You guys are putting it out there. Merry Christmas. Make America great again, President Trump. Still your president. You can tweet your memes at War Room memes on Twitter, and we will retweet them. That's where we collect some of the great work from our audience. Welcome back to the War Room. John Rappaport of No More Fake News is my guest. I mean, John, I think it's fair to say, essentially at this point, that the New York Times isn't exactly a drug dealer, but they're basically pimps. The New York Times are basically pimps for the drug dealers that make these vaccines, because that's essentially what these things are, just a bunch of drugs. And so now the New York Times is pimping out vaccines, specifically the flu vaccine, which is known to be one of the least effective, most damaging, dangerous vaccines. Nonetheless, the New York Times steps up to the plate to push those. John, you were about to get into some more details about what's going on with the cover-up or the lack of justice in the vaccine courts.
Well, I was going to talk about an incident, many incidents in Australia where the producers took the film Vaxxed about massive CDC corruption in the area of vaccines. As they took the film around the country and audiences were crowding into the theaters, they began interviewing parents, especially mothers, who had raised children with no vaccinations whatsoever and reported how healthy these children had grown up to be and were while they were growing up. And one of the producers, Polly Tommy, said, that really turned the tide. When we started doing that and people realized that, in fact, there are parents everywhere who are raising children without vaccinations, and these children are extremely healthy, which the mainstream media like the New York Times, of course, would refuse to report on threat of death. Now people begin to see the truth. Good nutrition, clean air, these are the kinds of problems, clean water, that are really facing people and causing health crises. It's not the lack of vaccines. That has nothing to do with it. And this is what is emerging in Australia, where now at the same time in the state of Victoria, and this is very recent news, no child is going to be able to get into school with an exemption for, you know, don't need vaccines from their doctor. That's not even going to be allowed anymore. Such doctors will be considered rogue doctors. Schools will have to consult like a state registry of all medical records of all children that are going to be, you know, privacy, forget about it, right out there in the open. They will decide, the government essentially will decide, if any child can enter school without a full raft of toxic vaccines.
I just want to pause you right there, John, because there's something that has never made sense about this to me. And I remember this because when I had to go to the state university, I had to get my vaccines updated. You had to go, I think you have to get two or three to get into a state university. But I don't understand here. There seems to be some fallible logic. If all of the students at the university are vaccinated for, let's just use smallpox as an example, they're all vaccinated for smallpox, and I'm not vaccinated for smallpox. Let's say I step onto campus and I've got smallpox. Well, why does that bother them if they've all been vaccinated against smallpox? It shouldn't affect them.
Because they have no IQ left, because they can't even think about what that means. That's absolutely right.
Or are they drug dealers that want everyone to take their drug by law?
Well, of course, that's what they're aiming for. They don't want to have any exclusion. Everybody has to take this. This is a new kind of drug dealer. We passed the laws. Now everybody has to take the drugs. I mean, this would be like getting, a few hundred heroin dealers together. And they say, we just passed a law that everybody has to shoot up heroin in the state of California. Or else you can't go to school, you can't get a job, you can't even get government assistance. This is essentially what this whole racket is all about. And it's destroying populations, and that's where globalism comes in. Because part of that agenda, the medical agenda of globalism, is destroying populations, debilitating populations, making people unable to think, to act, to resist. Unable to resist. That's the agenda.
And a lot of this can be found with the documentation in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. These are government white papers that talk about how you can't just walk into a, if you want to conquer a population, you know, walking into it with an armed squad of machine guns, you're going to get a reaction. The locals are going to get up in arms. They're going to fight back. But if you bring in the silent warfare, which attacks males' ability to procreate, look at what's happening. Testosterone levels are down. Men are impotent. Sperm levels down. Sperm aren't swimming as faster. So this is part of the silent war. These are the silent weapons. A lot of this happens with the vaccines. A lot of this happens with the food we eat. And then they say, oh, wait a second. You want to be in society? You want to be a part of the culture and the society? Well, you have to take your vaccines. Otherwise, your kids can't go to school. Sorry.
It's the silent war. You see pictures and footage of doctors getting off planes in Africa. We are here to help you. Well, that's a complete ruse, and people buy into it. What are they there to help them with? Drugs, vaccines. What problems are these people actually having? Land stolen by mega corporations so they can't grow their own food. Starvation generation to generation. Toxic drugs, toxic vaccines, contaminated water supplies, and local dictators who are making deals with globalist corporations to sell all the natural resources.
Yeah, where's the industrialization of Africa, John? Where's the industrialization of Africa outside of Saudi Arabia? How come Saudi Arabia gets to industrialize and no one else does?
This is a silent war. This is what it's all about. What I just ticked off there is a list. That's what people in Africa have been suffering from for generations. And to treat this, to solve the problem, we're going to bring in toxic medical drugs and toxic vaccines and call it healing.
This and then magically Ebola outbreaks. And then magically the Black Plague. So you get the Black Plague and you get Ebola.
Yeah, or you get death, basically, in one form or another. Because if you give a person vaccines when their immune system is already teetering on the edge of collapse, you're going to destroy that person completely. That's what's going to happen. It's common knowledge among even mainstream doctors, but nobody will blow the whistle on this, especially not in the third world. But that's what's happening. That's how globalism is taking over.
Well, John Rapoport of
resisted.
Absolutely. John Rapoport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. He's been resisting it for over a decade with his website. And John and I didn't even plan on talking about this. He can literally talk about everything. We just ended up having this conversation. One quick direction I want to take this before I let you go here, John, in just over a minute. Fake news, real news. You've got all of these sexual allegations coming down the pipeline being reported. Right now, it looks like it's going to certainly affect the race between Moore and Jones. Can Roy Moore beat all the accusations against him, or are they legit and this is a bad thing? I don't know. How do you decipher in these very convoluted news cycles, especially with all the sexual assault allegations, how do you decipher between what's real and what's fake? What are your techniques now?
Well, I'll speak to what I think is even more important in the little time we have left. And I think InfoWars was probably the first to point this out. This is a campaign in the press, in the media, in the government that is building toward a wave that is very high, and then on top of the wave, they're going to put Trump. They're going to say, see what we did? We exposed dozens and dozens of people, and now for the cherry on the cake, we have Trump and the accusations against him, and here we go. And that's going to be, you know, the culmination of this whole campaign. Of course, these guys are guilty. Many, many of them. But that's where this is heading.
I completely concur. That's where all the data points and all the analysis points to. It's all about Trump. They got to get Trump out. I mean, that's literally what it all comes down to. Trump is going to stop their global tyrannical authoritarian regime. He's the one that represents humans versus the 1984 Big Brother government. Thank you so much, John Rapoport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. We'll be right back with more.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/.
Nancy Pelosi is defending fallen Representative John Conyers after his sexual misconduct came roaring out of the closet. And even though embarrassed Senator Al Franken refuses to resign, and even though the sexual misconduct in Congress is so massive, it is under sealed confidentiality agreements that have cost taxpayers $17 million, all of the Sunday morning talk shows went after the commander-in-chief. Using the allegations surrounding Congressional candidate Roy Moore to lump Trump into the fray while simultaneously protecting their corporatocratic comrades.
George Stephanopoulos starts right now.
Representative Jackie Speier has said she knows of two other members of Congress who have engaged in sexual harassment, still unnamed, and as of now, facing no consequences. And then there's Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, accused of sexual misconduct against minors. President Donald Trump defending him this week, saying that Moore denies it and implying that his denial is enough. But according to a report just out overnight in the New York Times, that defense of Moore infuriating Trump's Republican colleagues on Capitol Hill, who had been trying to distance the party from those misconduct allegations.
Today on Face the Nation, there is maybe a split, maybe there's not a split, but there appears to be a split between the president who doesn't believe the Roy Moore's accusers and Senate Republicans, right, including McConnell, and Mike Lee, other senators who've looked at the evidence, looked at the responses from Roy Moore and said, we believe the accusers. Do you think that split matters?
Once you just back away a little bit, having Moore win and then come to the Senate presents just a whole host of political problems that will not be easy to deal with.
Sexual harassment, a national turning point, or is it? After refusing to back Alabama's Roy Moore.
The president said if the allegations are true, then that Roy Moore should step aside.
President Trump decides to stand by his man.
I can tell you one thing for sure. We don't need a liberal person in there, a Democrat.
Good Sunday morning. I hope everyone is having a safe and healthy Thanksgiving weekend. There are moments in the past half century when, as Americans, we've been forced to re-examine our attitudes and ourselves. Vietnam, civil rights, gay rights. In politics, we're now facing the crucible of sexual harassment, our revulsion at what we've learned, and our uncertainty of what to do about it going forward. Is it time to demand the resignation of all politicians accused of harassment? Is it better to support an accused child molester of your own party than to have the other party win an election?
The revolt against sexual harassment and assault may in part be a backlash after Donald Trump's 2016 victory, when millions of voters overlooked more than a dozen allegations of sexual misconduct and put Mr. Trump in the White House, a result that triggered thousands of women nationwide to begin an anti-Trump movement that has flexed its muscles since the inauguration.
We
With 2 weeks until the special U.S. Senate election in Alabama, President Trump is again aligning himself with embattled Republican candidate Roy Moore. Today on Twitter, the president called Moore's Democratic opponent.
Are we not all under unyielding harassment by the corporate media? When do the American people get what their tax dollars paid for? The names behind the $17 million payout to the victims of perverse hubris.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. Also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back. That's right, you're on the War Room with your hosts Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. And the topic on the table is sexual harassment. I spoke to a senior Republican congressman yesterday who knows who's on the carefully hidden list of those members of Congress for whom U.S. taxpayers have paid out an astonishing $7 million, essentially in hush money, for their accusations of sexual harassment. This congressman assures me that 95% of the members of Congress on that list are Democrats. Is it surprising that Nancy Pelosi defends Detroit Congressman John Conyers as an icon? Conyers has been on my radar for a long time. He was one of the first members of Congress to advocate the impeachment of President Richard Milhouse Nixon decades ago. And now, somewhere, Richard Nixon is smiling. You see, Conyers is typical of the corrupt leadership of the Democratic Party in both houses of Congress and the double standard that members of Congress seem to apply to themselves. You see, they aren't under Obamacare. They don't have to pay for their own health care. They don't even have to pay to belong to a gym or athletic club. No, it's all paid for, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayers, Owen. It's an outrage. And now all Washington waits with bated breath for this carefully hidden list. Who's
list?
And who isn't? That's the question.
It's funny, Roger, because last week I was asking, my question was, how can you not have a bipartisan movement in Congress right now to release the names on this list that totaled more than $15 million of hush money? How can you not have a bipartisan movement to reveal those names, especially considering how every day on the Hill someone else is virtue signaling about stopping sexual harassment? Oh, but I guess you just answered that question, didn't you, Roger? 9 out of 10 of them are Democrats.
Well, but let's not lose sight of the fact, Owen, that it's a club. And unfortunately, both the Republicans and Democrats are in it. You see, the last election wasn't really about Republicans versus Democrats. In fact, Donald Trump's nomination and his election was the successful hostile takeover of the GOP. And in fact, the Republican establishment has done virtually everything they've been able to do to thwart his reform agenda and to undermine his presidency at virtually every term. And when it comes to Congress, with the exception of a few of the Freedom Caucus members who, like Donald Trump, are true outsiders, trust me, they're all in it together.
Well, I think that that's more clear than probably ever, because it may be the first time you've ever actually had a Republican president get in and then just totally basically not get support on his agenda from the Speaker of the House, from the Senate Majority Leader. I mean, if anything, they've been obstacles, I would say, to Trump's agenda. So I think that that kind of proves exactly what you're talking about there, Roger. You know, I'm not sure where you wanted to go with the rest of today's news. Obviously, the sexual allegations continue to come down. We've got fake news everywhere. The Alabama election right now looks like it's close to call. And then sometime today, Roger, I've got my list here. I know that based on your advice, I took your advice. I've decided I'm going to spearhead the Michelle Obama for President 2020 campaign. Well, no. Don't reveal this yet. This is secret information that can't be revealed until Roger gives me the go-ahead. But, Roger, I've got my list of 2020 DNC speakers that we can announce sometime, too. But back to the sexual assault stuff. So the White House has just come out and made a statement and said that Trump is not going to be campaigning for Roy Moore. I don't really think that's as big of a news story as they're making it. I don't think it really would make sense for Trump to campaign with Roy Moore anyway. He did offer some support of Roy Moore's campaign, basically saying, hey, look, we can't have another liberal on the Senate. So I think Trump's stance is pretty obvious on this one. I think he's doing the right thing.
Well, and also, let's be clear, in this modern age, the instant the president said that, Roy Moore's political consultants had the president in a television spot letting the Alabama voters know that the president had endorsed their candidate. It's no longer necessary for the president to go to Alabama and do a whistle stop across that state. Believe me, due to the miracle of modern television, the voters of Alabama know exactly where Donald Trump stands. My own estimation, Owen, is that Roy Moore will squeeze this out by a point or two. And then the onus will be on the Republican caucus in the Senate to determine whether or not they will seat him. Now, this is a very slippery slope because, as you know, Mr. Moore, Judge Moore, has not been convicted in any court of law of sexual harassment or any other related crime. And many of those who will be sitting in judgment on whether Moore should be seated may, in fact, have skeletons in their own closet. And therefore, the hot potato of whether Roy Moore makes it to the United States Senate could be handed to the Republican majority in a few short days. What I do think is happening, however, is this entire media obsession with sexual harassment as an issue is, in a certain sense, blocking other extraordinary news. The value of Bitcoin, for example, has exploded, with the price moving to about $9,500 per Bitcoin today. As faith and centralized power structure begins to fade, decentralized and distributed solutions like Bitcoin are becoming even more attractive to the American people. Also, at the same time, President Trump is keeping his promise to make America great with new housing starts, new housing sales, smashing expectations and spiking to 10-year highs. The first average home price topped over $400,000 for the first time in American history. But again, the sexual harassment story is in some ways obscuring the incredible progress Donald Trump is making to revitalize our economy. Amazon made more money than ever during this past holiday season, but as Alex Jones revealed earlier today, the dark side of their success is becoming more and more public as reports show that their workers are being treated like cattle and subhuman servants to the Amazon warehouse robots. Workers are being carted away in ambulances more and more. It's almost a common occurrence. Amazon fulfillment employees in Germany and Italy actually went on strike on Black Friday. But Jeff Bezos doesn't care because he became worth over $100 billion this past week.
You know, it's amazing too, Roger, because, you know, and I understand where some purists are coming from, where they don't like some of the things Trump is doing. However, Trump has moved the ball forward leaps and bounds beyond what anyone I think even expected. He's not even a year in office yet, and what he's done for the Make America First Again, Make America Great Again campaign, I think has really been incredible. But, you know, to me, Roger, it kind of, I said this last week on the show, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. It's kind of the same thing that we saw with LeVar Ball, where he's ungrateful President Trump gets his son removed from prison for 10 years. Just totally disrespectful, ungrateful. It's the same thing in the American public right now. Trump has the stock market booming, the economy roaring, housing prices going up, unemployment down, and the American public that's brainwashed by the media just says, screw you, Trump, screw Trump, meh.
Yeah, no, unemployment at an all-time low. But, you know, don't look to the media for good news. They will never give you good news. It reminds me of that old rock and roll song, Dirty Laundry, by Glenn Frey. That's what they like, Owen, dirty laundry.
Yeah, I think that's because they've been swimming in their own dirty laundry for so long. That's why they're trying to search and obsess for Trump's dirty laundry. We'll be right back with more Roger Stone.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
According to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, due process is only necessary when you're a Democrat. When asked by NBC's Chuck Todd whether or not embattled Rep. John Conyers should be in or out of Congress as he faces down sexual harassment allegations, Nancy Pelosi replied, "We are strengthened by due process. Just because someone is accused, and wait, was it one accusation? Is it two?" Well, Nancy, to answer that question, it was revealed last week the taxpayers footed the bill for a $27,000 settlement for a staffer of Conyers that claimed the 88-year-old congressman made sexual advances on her and then fired her after she wouldn't succumb to them. And a lawyer who worked for Conyers said she'd often encounter the congressman in his office walking around in his underwear. Conyers, who's the longest-serving congressman, has denied all sexual harassment allegations against him. Nancy Pelosi says we need to give him a pass because Conyers is an icon. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. There's the theme song of the Congressional Democratic Party, Dirty Laundry. The idea of 88-year-old John Conyers in his underwear cavorting around the office, well, that's a bit more than I can bear. It's an excellent time, though, for me to remind you that we here at InfoWars are completely listener and viewer supported. You see, we don't have a George Soros or a David Rockefeller standing in the wings writing us multi-million dollar checks to fund our broadcasts and our expansion. We have to depend on you. And that's why I ask you to go to the InfoWars.com store now. There's no better atmosphere for you to buy your iconic Bill Clinton rape t-shirt. This t-shirt was put on the map by Alex Jones in the last presidential campaign. While I designed the t-shirt, it was Alex Jones's idea to create a national contest in which any person who got on TV wearing the iconic Bill Clinton rape t-shirt would get a $1,000 reward. And if you managed to blurt out Bill Clinton is a rapist, why, that was worth an astonishing $5,000. Alex Jones and the folks at InfoWars paid out an incredible $250,000. And thus, the mainstream media blackout of Bill Clinton's record as a sexual assaulter and rapist was punctured. And now, while the floodgates are open, five more women have come forward in the last 10 days to accuse the former president of sexual harassment. You can memorialize this moment now by going to the InfoWars.com store and ordering your official Bill Clinton rape t-shirt. But let me remind you, this is the last day. Call it Cyber Monday. Some of our greatest sales will end tonight at midnight. And therefore, whether you are going for the new red pill formula or the super male vitality, Living Defense, or my all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus, now is the time. These incredible deep discounts will not last much longer, only until tonight. So I urge you to go to the website now and load up your cart. Let me say again, Alex Jones and the people at InfoWars, our entire team, never offer anything for sale that isn't the very best of its genre. And you will find on the site, in many cases, literally thousands of real testimonials from satisfied patriots who went to the site, helped us expand, helped our fight for press freedom, and bought the very best all-natural products, books, t-shirts, and other First Amendment accoutrements. Please go to the InfoWars.com store and help fund the continued expansion of InfoWars. When I was in Austin recently, I toured the new studio facility. Folks, it will be absolutely state of the art. And we hope to expand well beyond the 10 hours of continued programming that you can get now at InfoWars. We bring you the truth. We are the cutting edge, the tip of the proverbial spear. We are the resistance, and we need your support. Many thanks.
Now, Owen, the Congress doesn't have much time left on their legislative agenda, and they've got a number of things they want to do. First, we hope to pass a tax reform bill that will revitalize the American economy and remove some of the high tax barriers to job creation. And then there's the need for an omnibus either a spending bill to fund the government or a continuing resolution to keep the government in business. But what concerns me is reauthorization of Title VII of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA. First passed in 1978, FISA was supposed to guarantee that the government could only surveil foreign nationals who are in touch with American citizens. But as we have learned only recently, 90% of the surveillances conducted under FISA have been of U.S. citizens. You're looking at one of them. We know that at least 30,000 Americans were illegally, unconstitutionally surveilled by the Obama NSA. The Congress is rushing to reauthorize this under a bill sponsored by the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Senator Richard Burr. This is a slippery slope. The FISA Act urgently needs reform. It is a pure violation of the U.S. Constitution. And there are a number of reform options before the Congress. The Liberty Amendment Act was introduced by Senator Patrick Leahy, and Mike Lee of Utah, improves greatly upon the legislation put forward by Senator Richard Burr. Richard Burr, I don't need to point out, has been a leading critic of the president in the entire Russian collusion delusion investigation. There is, in fact, a superior bill, however, put forward by Senator Rand Paul that is, I think, far superior to Mr. Burr's proposal. I urge you to look at a terrific piece today on The Hill by Jason Pye of FreedomWorks, who really sums this up extraordinarily well. This is a slippery slope, and our constitutional rights are being eroded even as we speak. Here is an opportunity to reform the FISA law and to restore our constitutional rights, the right to be free of government snooping, reading your emails, surveilling your texts, listening to your phone calls. If you don't think it's happening, folks, read the stunning articles put forward by Circa News about the decisions put forward by the FISA court this past November, which revealed that the court itself said that the Obama administration was violating our Fourth Amendment constitutional rights, and they did so in a most cavalier attitude. Again, I strongly recommend the passage of Senator Rand Paul's bill for reform. Owen?
Well, there's a lot of unconstitutionality going on with our government. It'd be nice to see more people like Rand Paul take the step forward of introducing legislation to actually try to, you know, tamper and taper some of this down. I mean, it's something that of all the members of Congress, Roger, almost nobody seems to be interested in actually upholding their oath to the Constitution. Rand Paul has always been a leader in that, so I'm not surprised he's the one spearheading any movements to try to bring the government back under the jurisdiction of the Constitution.
No, his proposal, called the USA Rights Act, would stop the backdoor searching of Americans for information and permanently end the abilities to do these what they call about collection data. Rand Paul's bill, without any question, superior. We'll be back in just a few moments on The War Room, but please, folks, before you can pass another moment, hit the Infowars.com store because we need your support. We'll be right back.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on the War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. And Owen, I know you're going to find this shocking, but someone on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team is leaking information to the press. Again, in a stunning display of hubris, Mueller and his team seem to want to attempt to condemn Trump and his associates in the court of public opinion. Many have had just about enough of this partisan witch hunt. And finally, an organization called Freedom Watch has decided to do something about it. Today, Freedom Watch, along with a former federal antitrust prosecutor, filed a complaint for writ of mandamus and injunctive relief in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. This motion is to force the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility and the Inspector General to investigate alleged criminal leaks of grand jury information that have consistently emanated from the office of the special counsel, Robert Mueller, as well as obvious conflicts of interest among Mr. Mueller's staff. It sure is a pity that we have to sue the Justice Department to do their job.
Well, it's no surprise.
In other news, of course, we learned that Fusion GPS, the shady deep state investigative operation that undeniably colluded with Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election, up to and including payoffs to reporters, oh my goodness, to carry water on their fake Russian dossier statement. And yet, Attorney General Jeff Sessions continues to do nothing. Asleep at the wheel, Sessions continues to be asleep at the wheel, while these stunning violations of law hit the media. Do you know what happens, Owen, when you're in a fast-moving car but you're asleep at the wheel? You crash, which is why I predict right here and now that Attorney General Jeff Sessions will be gone by the end of the year. You heard it here first.
By the end of the year, huh?
That's what my very best White House sources say. I think the president's patience are exhausted. One important correction, however, and that is I learned today that media reports that the attorney general had recused himself in the matter of Uranium One are inaccurate. He has not done so, which means that the attorney general has the authority today to appoint a special prosecutor to examine the entire Uranium One scandal. You're familiar with this. It's where nine members of the board of directors of Uranium One contributed $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. Now, the Clinton Foundation is not a charity. It's always been a slush fund for grifters, and in this case, the vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes. And just to make sure that everything was good, Bill Clinton got a cool $500,000 for a speaking fee from Uranium One. Now, the irony, of course, is that a special counsel appointed to look into Uranium One would have to focus on four individuals. Robert Mueller, former FBI director, James Comey, former FBI director, Andrew McCabe, deputy FBI director, and Rod Rosenstein, currently the number two man at the Trump Justice Department, but then the supervising U.S. attorney on the Uranium One investigation. Now, I ask you, how can these men be investigating the president for Russian collusion when they themselves would be under investigation for corruption in the Uranium One cover-up? So the course is clear. If the president wants to save himself, and by the way, assurances that he has given to many in recent days that he is soon to be cleared in the entire Russian collusion investigation, I think are optimistic at best. It tells me that the president is listening to his attorney, Ty Cobb. I think he misunderstands the partisan nature and determination of Robert Mueller, hitman for the deep state, to end the Trump presidency. That's why we must have a special prosecutor for Uranium One. Owen?
Well, I completely agree with you, especially when I saw this story today that came out of the AP. FBI gave heads up to fraction of Russian hackers U.S. targets. And the story goes on and basically talks about how this Russian, they say a Russian government-aligned cyber espionage group, Fancy Bear, which is complete mumbo-jumbo. It's just a hacking group or malware group, whatever you want to say it, out of Russia. Of course, there's hackers in Russia that try to put malware on Americans' computers to get information or to hack in or what have you. It could be as simple as stealing a credit card information or a social security number, or let's say it does go higher, and then you have someone like Hillary Clinton with an illegal server with classified information. Now they might be getting government secrets. But Roger, what I see them doing actually with this story is with, just like with the sexual assault thing, they want this all to come back on Trump. Because if you read the story, really what the story is that James Comey's FBI failed. James Comey's FBI was asleep at the wheel, and while it knew all of this Russian hacking was going on, didn't tell anyone, didn't report it to the people that were hacked, didn't even tell Hillary Clinton, who had an illegal private server that was wide open for anyone to hack, didn't tell anyone in the Democrat Party that hired Imran Awan, who was working remotely from Pakistan on Democrat servers. James Comey's FBI completely dropped the ball on it. But how do they spin it, Roger? FBI knew of Russian hackers targeting the U.S. Government-linked Russian hackers targeted the U.S. It's Russia here. It's Russia there. So they don't even tell you the real story that James Comey, FBI, completely flopped, completely failed, completely peed the bed on this one. No, it's all about legitifying the Russian hacking, the Russian collusion story. So to me, this... my sentiment completely echoes what you're saying. They're not going to stop with this Russia thing. They're going to continue to play this Russia card, even though they know it has, it can't win. I mean, it's a 2-7 in a game of hold'em. You're not going to win. So they're doing it though to keep that mothball out there, to keep that thing out there. And then eventually when they have enough on the sexual harassment stuff, I think that's when they'll kind of bury this and go with that angle. But I completely agree with you, Roger. They're not going to stop with this Russia thing. They got to keep that thing out there.
Even though it is very clear that they've come up completely and totally empty-handed, you notice the indictments of Paul Manafort and his associate Rick Gates had nothing whatsoever to do with Russia. How curious. Now, it's gotten so bad, Owen, that when I go into a bar and I order a very dry vodka martini, I don't even ask for Russian vodka anymore. I'm afraid it might be the source of a criminal indictment. When I order my salad, I have to pass on the Russian dressing. It's reached absurd proportions. Yet,
well,
today,
Roger, did you see? I mean, they were playing Tchaikovsky at the White House this morning. I think we need to investigate that. I mean, who put that?
There needs to be a grand jury on that immediately. Yep. Immediately.
I agree.
Look, yep. It's interesting to me that the FBI released 75 incredible emails today, which showed that Hillary Clinton was given special treatment in the email investigation, and that Deputy Attorney General Andrew McCabe was violating the Hatch Act by taking $450,000 in campaign contributions for his wife's campaign for the Virginia State Senate, funneled to him by Clinton associate Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia. The stage is set to blow Mr. McCabe out of the FBI and for a total house cleaning under Director Ray.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. and also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. And I want to point out that InfoWars is really the only three-dimensional alt-right media outlet where you can watch us on the internet, you can listen to us on the radio, you can read the terrific stories posted at our website. We are the cutting edge. We are the leaders of the resistance. And we've been building up sales all week to give you the very best, and that's why we're calling today Cyber Monday. That's right, free shipping for anything you order at the InfoWars store. Take advantage of our incredible limited prices and save big on your health and security with InfoWars Life Select Survival Foods at 50% off or Emmerich's Essential Products at 50% off. We have huge savings on some of the most favorite products at InfoWars, products that the crew takes every day, like BrainForce Plus, my personal favorite, Super Male Vitality, which Michael Zimmerman would not be without, and of course, Knockout for 50% off. I like Knockout because you get a a safe and restful sleep supplement, yet you wake up the next morning refreshed and alert. There's no hangover. 100% natural. This is better than anything you can buy in the drugstore, even, I think, things that you can get over the counter. So now is the time. And again, free shipping if you order today in this incredible Cyber Monday special. And 10% off with a code bonus. So if you have an InfoWars Life gift card, you can spread the truth and knowledge to your friends this Christmas. Go to the site now for these incredible bargains and help fund our expansion and our fight for the truth. We are the resistance. We are the cutting edge. But we have no multinational corporations or elusive billionaires in the background financing our operations. We can only depend on you. So please give us your support today. Owen?
Well, Roger, you had encouraged me to spearhead the Michelle Obama for President 2020 campaign. So I had to take your advice. I mean, if Roger Stone is going to offer you a piece of advice like that, you have to absolutely take it. And while I'm no master in psychology, I think I have a pretty good understanding of basic human psychology. And I really believe that there is a reverse psychology tactic to announcing Michelle Obama for president before she actually runs to defeat her campaign. Because, you see, if we report on that, if we break that news, if we say it first, just because it came from us, it's so toxic to liberals that they won't be able to embrace it. They won't be able to get behind it because they heard it on InfoWars first. So therefore, it's so toxic, Michelle wouldn't have a chance. But I still got a pull for my guy, Michael. Excuse me, my girl, Michelle. And I just want to tell you, Roger, I want to get your thoughts on this. I've now come up with the 2020 Democrat National Convention speakers for Michelle Obama. Are you ready for this, Roger?
I am. Plus, I'm very anxious to hear your nominees for Michelle Obama's running mate. I know Harvey Weinstein's at the top of your list, but I want to hear what the other options are.
You know what? That's actually one that's tough, but I think I have the answer for you, at least right now, where it could go. But that one is still, I think, kind of, I'm not sure about that. But here's what we got so far for the DNC speakers, Roger. All right. We've got Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick will be speaking at the 2020 DNC. You've got Harvey Weinstein. He's a shoo-in. I mean, Harvey Weinstein is basically a shoo-in at the 2020 DNC, folks. Al Franken. We got to get Al Franken in there. Al Franken will be speaking at the 2020 DNC. John McCain. John McCain, I think it'll be the first sitting Republican to ever speak, or I guess he probably won't be sitting at that time, but probably the first Republican to ever speak at a DNC. Congratulations, John McCain. Rosie O'Donnell, we're going to get the fat pig, Rosie O'Donnell, up there. Again, just Rosie, not all women, just Rosie. Roger Goodell, I think, would be an excellent speaker for the 2020 DNC. Of course, Goodell will probably be long gone from the NFL by then, but he's a nice liberal. Jimmy Kimmel, we'll get him to get up there, shed a couple crocodile tears over, sexual assault and gun violence. Nancy Pelosi, I'm not sure if she'll still be able to put two and two together, but she'd be great entertainment for the 2020. John Podesta, you got to get Podesta up there. Of course, Podesta is going to be followed by Hillary Clinton. She'll be Skyping in from prison for Michelle Obama's 2020 DNC. And then Keith Olbermann and Lena Dunham rounding it out. Maybe a tag team duo, Keith Olbermann, Lena Dunham, for the two craziest people in media on the left. And then I'm thinking Michelle Obama's vice president might be Linda the Cockroach Sarsour. So there you go, Roger. There's my idea. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure that Linda Sarsour is eligible because, of course, she's not a U.S. citizen. Now, the great danger to a Michelle Obama nomination would be if Senator Al Franken decides to run and then offers the vice presidency to the Green Party nominee from 2016, Jill Stein. That would, of course, be the Franken-Stein ticket. The other great danger, of course, is I say that you had Megyn Kelly on your speaker's list, but she
canceled her.
Canceled, yes. You beat me to it.
Yeah, you know, well, she's so irrelevant now that it's almost not even worth it.
Well, if we can be serious for a moment, that was a terrific piece that you showed a moment ago where Doug Schoen, who for my money is, in my view, one of the smartest analysts in the Democratic Party, points out that Michelle Obama is head and shoulders above all the other potential Democratic candidates. I have predicted here on the War Room and on the Alex Jones Show that she will be the nominee. When Doug Schoen talks about what's happening in American politics, whether it's the Democratic Party or the populace in general, I listen. Very, very shrewd analysis. Doug Schoen. Follow him carefully. He appears at Fox. And to my mind, he is the most objective and knowledgeable of the Democrats out there. I do think that what you have seen in recent days where Michelle Goldberg, Chris Hayes, Ross Douthat, I guess you say it, at the New York Times, have systematically turned on the Clintons means that the Obamas have given the signal. The Democratic Party is going to download the Clintons the way the Soviet Union downloaded Stalin under Khrushchev. They will be non-people. So therefore, I doubt that Hillary Clinton will be invited to the convention, even if the problems that are confronted by her confinement in a federal penitentiary would make it possible through the modern miracle of Skype. The Democrats' enthrallment with the Clinton days is over, and they are to be assigned to the dustbin of history. When the liberals turn on you, once and for all, you know you're done. Now, for anyone who doesn't know the shocking history of Bill and Hillary Clinton, I commend to you The Clinton's War on Women by Roger Stone. You can find this incredible book at the InfoWars store now. And it is a story of rape, sexual assault, treason, epic greed, and crime that boggles the mind. If you thought you knew the story of Bill and Hillary and their greedy little daughter, Chelsea, you're wrong. This book will curl your ears. Included, of course, is the fact that Chelsea is the real daughter of Webster Hubble and Hillary Clinton, or the incredible story about the abandonment of Bill's natural-born son, Danny Williams, banished by Hillary. The Clinton's War on Women, now at the InfoWars.com store. Get your copy today.
Well, Roger, you said you expect Roy Moore to win this Senate election by a hair. The polls have it going back and forth. I don't even believe the polls to begin with. But real quick, before we let you go, you still think that Roy Moore is looking like he can win?
Well, he's certainly in the ballpark. It is a very close race. I think it's important to note that this was a close race even before the allegations of sexual assault or harassment by Roy Moore. And therefore, I think he will hold on. But in American politics, a day is a lifetime. An election that is almost a little longer than 12 days away could go either way. Let's see what happens.
That's Roger Stone. He departs now. He will be back with us tomorrow as usual. This is the War Room, and we will be back right after this break.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress All sure right. has a lot on the agenda, including right, reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has
on
faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians urge Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but
Is
with the
good?
Clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization.
What?
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash.
Our formula is
made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Welcome to The War Room, the latest addition to InfoWars live programming. The War Room is live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and WarRoom.show. You can follow us at War Room Show on Twitter and The War Room Show on Facebook. And all of our content can be found on our YouTube channel. Subscribe for notifications. Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone bring you the day's biggest stories, as well as the latest breaking news, with a no-holds-barred, aggressive approach and commitment to bringing you the most cutting-edge analysis and information. For far too long, the liberal media complex has controlled the narrative. For far too long, the silent majority has been muzzled. The silent majority is no longer silent, and we control the narrative now. This is The War Room.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, this is how we work here at InfoWars. We fly by the seat of our pants and we manifest ideas right as they come to our head. So President Trump tweets this out this morning. We should have a contest as to which of the networks, plus CNN and not including Fox, is the most dishonest, corrupt, and or distorted in its political coverage of your favorite president. Me. They are all bad. Winner to receive the fake news trophy. Now, I for a long time have wanted to do an alternative news awards type of situation, since there really is no real news awards. There really isn't any real news or alternative news celebration, dinner or whatever you want to call it. We really don't get any of that. We get left out because we're not in the establishment. So I've always wanted to kind of create our own. But now, with this tweet from President Trump, I think is the time to use this momentum to actually do it. So in the short break, I went and talked to the news director here, my boss, Rob Due. He said, this sounds like a great idea. So Rob, tonight, we are actually going to do it from midnight to 1 o'clock. You and I are going to award the fake news trophy.
Well, and it may go later into the hours of the evening, but one thing is for sure, we will have a winner. And I think we'll look at, we'll come up with some categories here. You're done in about an hour. We can write up some categories. We can do this. We get Alex to promote it today. Alex can put in his 2 cents in it tonight. He's on from 8 to 10, and then I'll take over after Alex and we'll talk about it a little more. We'll go into it and then just look at the fake news. There's so many to choose from. It's going to be very hard. It's going to be a lot of competition. Competition is stiff, as they say. But I think we're going to find a winner. I think we'll be able to find a winner. Off the top of my head, I'm going to say Russian collusion is probably going to be the winner.
The fake news story of the year?
Yeah, and it could be the dirty dossier. But there'll be segments of that. It's like, how do you even cut this pie up? How do we give these awards? And what do they get as an award? We'll design an award. We will have it ready. Maybe it's the Hillary Clinton Velociraptor.
You know she whispers in your ear.
Exactly. Or the George Soros demon. Those were sent to us as 3D printouts. We'll have some sort of award that we will be able to give out
to some fake news organization, and we could send it to them, or maybe hand deliver it to them.
And we got to do the fake news anchor too. I mean, you got to have the fake news anchor of the year too. I mean, you got your Rachel Maddow, your Chris Hayes, Jake Tapper, Don Lemon. I mean, we got to take all things into consideration here.
Exactly. There's a whole lot to look at, and we have a short time to get there. As that famous who was that, Johnny Paycheck or no, Jerry something. They go eastbound and down, going up and trucking. Nobody even knows. He was in Cannonball Run. No, it's Jerry something. Anyway.
So we'll do the fake news anchor of the year. We'll do the fake news story of the year. We'll have a couple subcategories. Again, this is going to be tonight.
Jerry Reed.
Midnight Central.
Yeah.
To 1 o'clock Central. Rob Dew, myself. And we'll take calls too. We'll obviously take calls.
I don't even have any guests at this point. I've actually going to be, I'll give you a little preview of what I took a vacation over Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Did you travel back in time? You look younger.
Yeah. I went to West Virginia, went to DC, wallowed around in the swamp. And then I have an amazing story about what the travel industry does to people like me who have lots of kids.
Well, how dare you? Not to mention you're a white male, so.
I know.
You probably didn't want to get, TSA, reach around either.
They definitely felt justified in what they did, and, I will be exposing them. I recorded the conversations, and we're going to be putting it all out.
Oh boy.
Some travel tips for people out there, because we have another holiday season.
Game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Is the War Room.
All right, so we just announced it. The Fake News Trophy Awards will be tonight from midnight to 1 Central on the InfoWars Know Your Enemy 34-hour special broadcast. It doesn't get any more perfect than that. It does. That is Providence right there. It'll be myself, Rob Dew. Trump tweets it out, the fake news trophy. We take it to the next level. We're going to do the award ceremony tonight. Be sure to tune in. We'll also take guest calls and opinions. Of course, this comes today as we're joined by Leo Zagami. This comes today when Vanity Fair publishes a story saying that Melania Trump did not want to be first lady. She dreaded becoming first lady. A total fake news story, literally made up. Melania Trump hits back and says, absolutely not. I love being the first lady. I never, ever said anything like that. So Vanity Fair will obviously be talked about tonight when we're talking about fake news. Of course, Leo Zagami, very familiar with fake news. He's been covering the globalist fake press for a long time. Leo, thank you for joining me today.
Hello, everybody. I'm at your service with some real news, but I'm always available to win the award that Rob has put up for us today.
Well, you don't want to win that award. You want to win the real news award.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Actually, I'll tell you what. In the spirit of tonight's upcoming award ceremony, I'm bestowing upon Leo Zagami the best accent in news. Boom.
Great, thank you very much, and I would like now to start unveiling to you the latest breaking news. Which side of the cake will you like to taste, dear Owen?
You know, I'm feeling kind of good right now, so let's start on the good side, the side that's not totally poisoned.
That's a bit of a difficult one. We could start fantasizing that the altar boys of the Vatican are these innocent angels that are never touched by anyone else than the Holy
Spirit. Okay, so let's go down that. Here, you know what? I'm glad that you went there because I'm sure you could actually enlighten the audience more. Last week, the story came out that a few of these altar boys were allegedly sexually assaulting younger altar boys, and this was some time ago, and then they ended up becoming priests serving the Vatican. What do you think is going on here? Do we have some sort of a cultural problem? Is that a cultural issue in the Vatican? Are these people getting blackmailed into positions of power at the Vatican? What do you think is going on?
Well, I wanted to give you today another scoop. Because we are surrounded by censorship, and the people who have broke this news in Italy have actually been threatened by the Vatican, and the witnesses have also been threatened. They even want to take legal action against these ex-altar boys who haven't followed up in their career as priests because they were simply disgusted of what went on in the Vatican, especially with one child of 13 who grown up in this situation, in this pre-seminary, St. Pius X, raped by a much older boy, he was 20 at the time, and now he became a priest. And this situation went on even during the masses of the Pope behind the altar. It's simply disgusting what went on behind the altar. I mean, if you want, I can describe it, but I mean, I don't know if your listener or viewers want me to go so detailed. Here we are talking about a situation that nobody wants to really unfold. So today, in front of your cameras, I want to show the guy who is basically the one who raped the younger child in the seminary. His name has not been revealed by the mainstream media. He's called Gabriele Martinelli. He's still a priest. And the bishop is trying to cover up the story. And at the same time, as I said, they threatened the investigative journalist Pecoraro, who broke this story on the Italian TV, thanks to the Italian TV show Le Iene. And this whole thing was based on a book that investigated what went on in the altar boys of the Vatican and found a lot of things that are still unfolding, including the involvement of various priests that is now coming out. But the censorship in Italy is very heavy on this news here. So we need to really break the fake news, destroy the fake news, give real news to the people, and make the story heard. Because this guy here forced another altar boy of the pre-seminary, St. Pius X, to stroke his penis while he was behind the Pope during the Mass in St. Peter's Basilica.
Now, this is obviously something the Vatican doesn't want reported on, especially considering what was recently discovered with allegedly gay sex orgies and sex parties going on within the Vatican that was discovered. That's already reached the press.
And that was something else that we broke here from InfoWars. That's why I think that in the next few days, you will see finally the name of this guy mentioned in the mainstream media. Because, you see, we
now
break
let's just clarify this as you're breaking this live with me. Allegedly, this Gabriele at the time was an altar boy. But now he's a priest. But at the time, when he's an altar boy, allegedly he's abusing some of the younger boys. And then he becomes a priest. And he's still a priest.
And the guy who witnessed, the main witness, this Polish guy who witnessed the whole thing, he was kicked out of the seminary and he ended up living in the street. And he's now fearing for his life. He doesn't have much. I mean, he's from Poland. His family, of course, was very proud of having somebody to send to the Vatican in what is the only place. You have to remember that this pre-seminary is the only place that keeps in the Vatican minors. So it's the ideal place where pedophiles can take their praise. I mean, it's disgusting. It's something that should be exposed. The Pope has been forced now to start a new investigation. Initially, the whole Vatican media tended to delegitimize the whole thing. But then when they saw the evidence that was being brought forward by the various investigative journalists, they decided to start a new investigation. But how this new investigation is going to end up, of course, is going to be a matter of compromises between the various bishops, cardinals involved in the whole show. So that's why it's very important that this guy here steps down now from his position as a priest, because he's in charge of an oratory and of children right as I'm talking.
But let's be clear here. I mean, let's talk about a situation where you could have potential blackmail going on to control the power levers inside of the Vatican.
Of course, this can also be used as blackmail, but I must say one thing from my own investigation into this whole thing. This pre-seminary was founded 60 years ago, almost 60 years ago, and it has been there as a place where literally pedophiles can pick up their prayers very easily, because in the summer it becomes like a summer camp full of young boys inside the Vatican. Imagine that. I mean, so I will suggest really the Pope to take this matter more seriously than he is, because if he attempts another cover-up, really, I mean, this is the time that he needs to expose these pedophiles.
Leo, where is the international media? Where is any press? I have seen zero press. Literally nothing.
Yeah. Well, the Associated Press brought out this article a few days later. The whole thing had already erupted in the Italian media and was already forced to kind of fade out, and then the Associated Press came up with this article stating basically these altar boys were being threatened with a lawsuit, that the lawyers of the Vatican were...
All right, we're going to be right back with this. Leo Zagami is going to break it all down. But what does it tell you about a media, folks, that reports on an Al Franken photo for an entire week doesn't report on this alleged sexual activity happening right behind the Pope's back? Something's wrong with that.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
According to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, due process is only necessary when you're a Democrat. When asked by NBC's Chuck Todd whether or not embattled Rep. John Conyers should be in or out of Congress as he faces down sexual harassment allegations, Nancy Pelosi replied, "We are strengthened by due process. Just because someone is accused, and wait, was it one accusation? Is it two?" Well, Nancy, to answer that question, it was revealed last week the taxpayers footed the bill for a $27,000 settlement for a staffer of Conyers that claimed the 88-year-old congressman made sexual advances on her and then fired her after she wouldn't succumb to them. And a lawyer who worked for Conyers said she'd often encounter the congressman in his office walking around in his underwear. Conyers, who's the longest-serving congressman, has denied all sexual harassment allegations against him. Nancy Pelosi says we need to give him a pass because Conyers is an icon. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Tommy is my guest, and we're breaking, honestly, sad, horrifying news coming out of the Vatican. It seems like that's kind of all that comes out of the Vatican these days. And it's just funny, with these stories coming out of the Vatican, it shows you the double standard in the media and amongst the general population, where you have millions of people marching in Washington, D.C. over fake news, wearing vagina hats, literally over fake news. And then real news breaks, Franken, John Conyers, the list goes on. And where are the vagina hats now? Where are all of the calls for resignation now? Where is anyone in the liberal press calling out the Vatican now? Total silence. And now you have Archbishop of Canterbury baffled by Christians who back Trump. This is Justin Welby out of Canterbury, the Archbishop. And basically the first thing I thought when I saw this story, Leo, was, okay, the louder they yell, the more skeletons they have in their closet. I have a feeling that we're going to find out about the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby. We're going to find out about some skeletons from him very soon. That's how this has trended. So watch out for that. But Leo, what do you make of the press's silence for the most part of what's coming out of the Vatican?
Well, you see, the Archbishop of Canterbury represents the Church of England and the Queen. The Queen backs the international left-wing conspiracy that is basically ruining the planet together with George Soros and the whole show. So this goes all the way to the Queen. These people are trying to make pedophilia acceptable, are trying to make things that are out of this world acceptable. I mean, we will never have thought about gay marriages until a few years ago, but now it has to become accepted by everybody. And so they will gradually work more also on the pedophilia aspect, especially the Church of England, because, I mean, England is one of the places which has, together with, with the Vatican, probably the highest density of pedophiles in their parliament, in their institution, in their church, and in the Freemasonry. So we have to be very careful now how things unfold, but definitely the international pedophile network, which extends, as we have seen, from Hollywood all the way to England, all the way to the Vatican, now is gonna try in every way possible to discredit people like us who make real news, and they will try to portray their own media as the only ones. In Italy, in the last week, we have calls for censoring Facebook, for censoring the whatever alternative media exists, which is very few, really. In reality, here in Europe, we don't have the alternative media you have in the US, the possibility of having InfoWars, Drudge Report and others opposing the mainstream media and the fake news. So, but they want to really increase the censorship. And so now the Democratic Party in Italy this week has done their own convention called the Leopolda, where they have called, they have accused people of doing fake news to sabotage the future Italian elections. I mean, and they, of course, who have they accused, Owen? Yes!
Huzzah! Russia controls everything now!
Italy, even in Italy, Russia is controlling the future elections. I mean, Russia is really everywhere and anywhere. And Italy is a country that at the moment, unfortunately, has no chance of having an opposition to the New World Order, because Berlusconi had to sell out his own conservative agenda. Otherwise, they will take over his media empire. So, I mean, he had to, the only probably conservative figure that we had in Italy that could oppose all this is now for the first time being endorsed by La Repubblica, who is the first left-wing newspaper in Italy. So now Berlusconi is endorsed by the Democratic Party. I mean, this is insane. Suddenly, you put on the Italian news or the Italian media, and all those channels who were accusing Berlusconi until 5 years ago of being a pedophile, of being a perverted guy, of being everything that was wrong, now they're all like, oh, Berlusconi is fine. He's the only alternative. Yes, he's fine, because they want to oppose, of course, the rise of Beppe Grillo's five-star movement, which is considered populist. But this is happening all over Europe. They have both the politicians and, of course, they control the media. So people like InfoWars have a great opportunity to actually give the real news, the real information. I noticed, for example, after you posted the article I wrote about Charles Manson, that a lot of OTO members of this sect called the Ordo Templi Orientis, started to comment that they were InfoWars fans, but they were also Thelemites, fans of Aleister Crowley, and Aleister Crowley was a good person. He wasn't really a Satanist. I mean, guys, if Aleister Crowley is not a Satanist, I don't know what to say.
I've kind of seen what you're talking about, and I think it kind of comes down to the psychological thing where people literally can't believe anything anymore, and whatever they see, they just assume the opposite. So I think that that may explain some of that. But I want to come back real quick to the Archbishop of Canterbury, because, again, this guy does the interview, and he talks about how he's gone around the world, and he's literally spoken to the worst people. He talks about how he's spoken to killers and murderers, and he's basically comparing Trump supporters to murderers and killers. And, oh, I have to talk to them about how I can, you know, make them think right and act right and be a good person again. And that's how he's saying how he, you know, is trying to talk to people who are Christian that support Trump. But again, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. I have this new instinctual reaction where the louder they scream, the more vivacious they are attacking Trump, whatever it may be, then my guess immediately is, okay, what's this person got to hide? Okay, this person has some dark skeletons in his closet. He's clearly going to be the next domino to fall. What are your thoughts when you see stories like this, when people coming out attacking Trump with seemingly no logic at all?
Well, I in my life, I was witness to many cases because I'm half English, so I'm not Anglican, but I'm Catholic, but I was raised close to Anglican priests, friends of my family, and one of them was accused of pedophilia and was actually sent to a monastery to recover from it. And this showed me many years ago that the Anglican Church had basically the same problems as the Catholic Church in regards to pedophilia. And so they have definitely a lot of skeletons in the closet. And the royal family itself has a lot of skeletons in the closet because, of course, we know that Prince Charles is also a alleged bisexual, or at least partially homosexual. And this is something that is pretty much accepted by everybody as nearly normal. But there is many others also, the brother of Prince Charles, involved in some pretty shady business.
The entire Satanist Luciferian power structure is crumbling. That's the real news.
I am very proud to announce the introduction.
Hey, tell Leo thanks. I love him.
InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today. I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure Water Filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
I'm sitting in here. I'm not complaining at the crew. I'm tongue-in-cheek saying, please get that graphic off the screen. It's so disgusting. But no, I honestly, like, I know these people are my enemy. I know Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, Brian Stelter, Cuomo, Zakaria, Rachel Madcow, Chris Hayes. I mean, I know those are the enemies. I know that that is the fake news. But seriously, like, oh, they have to stare at me. It's like, honestly, I feel violated just having these sick individuals staring at me. I'm so sorry. This is like, this is visual assault on the audience. But these are the enemies, and you need to know your enemy, and that's why we're doing this 34-hour special. And folks, it is Cyber Monday. So we've got great specials at InfoWarsStore.com, and you make it all possible. You, the audience, not big pharmaceutical companies, not big insurance companies, not big advertisers that buy up advertisement blocks, not multinational billionaires. No, you make InfoWars possible. Now, you probably heard today, Alex Jones has announced the latest product at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is the real red pill. That's right. The real red pill at InfoWarsStore.com. And we bring it to you at an introductory rate of 50% off. Unbelievable. Now, we've had groundbreaking products at InfoWarsStore.com before. DNA Force, Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X2, Brain Force Plus. But now the real red pill is the new breakthrough formula at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. That means it's time for you to take advantage of our Cyber Monday special. Get to InfoWarsStore.com and try out the real red pill. Folks, this thing is just loaded with supplements. I mean, it is like a joke. It's like when you try to make, it's like we literally tried to put everything into one pill that also has a good formula and chemistry that provides maximum effectiveness. So folks, InfoWarsStore.com, huge Cyber Monday specials going on right now. Brand new product, the real red pill. You have got to try this at InfoWarsStore.com. And please try some of our other products as well. Some of the big ticket items that are heavier, like emergency food, water filters, air filters. Big savings on that, because we've got free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out everything at InfoWarsStore.com as we have specials going throughout the 34-hour Know Your Enemy broadcast. And we just decided Rob Dew and I will be presenting the Fake News Trophy Awards tonight from midnight to 1 Central. And the five categories are for you to start chewing on, and we'll be ready for your phone calls. Fake News Anchor of the Year, Fake News Writer of the Year, Fake News Story of the Year, Fake News Patriot of the Year, that would be a John McCain or a Keith Olbermann, and then the big salami Fake News Trophy of the Year, the idea from President Trump that we bring to fruition right here at InfoWars.com. So you're going to want to check that out tonight, midnight to 1 a.m. Central. I'm now joined by Jason Fick. You can find him on facebook.com/jason.m.fick. That's F-Y-K. He's got a big following there. Jason, thanks for joining us today in the War Room.
Thank you, Owen, for having me on today.
Well, we got a lot of things to discuss, and the one issue I wanted to talk to you about was we're kind of at a weird point right now where we are well aware of, let's just say, some laws and some training that is putting police in between citizens and the law in a very compromising position. And we have to decide, how can we address the issues that really are police tactics, training, and moreover, the law, instead of actually blaming the police and trying to incite some civil war between civilians and police where it really shouldn't be?
Well, on the police issue, obviously, if you did a little bit of backstory on me, I've had run-ins with corrupt police. Absolutely felt that sting. And the thing is that any position of power, this is whether it be police, government, anywhere that people have control over other people, there's always that inherent risk of corruption and so forth. And obviously, when you start to put into play, like, what is their job and what is kind of an objective way to look at things. So, like, for example, a lot of people are against police right now. You see the people kneeling during the anthems, and they don't seem to understand that the rest of us look at it like, we need police. We need them. Absolutely, 100%. Totally, everybody's behind them in the sense that we need them or there's total anarchy. But the problem is that at the same time, they have a very specific job that they need to do correctly. And if they go outside of that, so for example, is that if their procedure is to do one thing, and they don't follow that procedure, well, now they're stepping outside of the rules. And if they step outside of the rules, then people see that and then they get upset with it stepping outside of the rules. So where's that fine line where they're following rules or they're just taking the job where they shouldn't take it? If that makes sense. It's sort of like that gray area between, here's what we have to do as police. We have to maintain people. We have to protect them. We need to serve them. But at the same time, that also means these other guys, the bad guys over here, that they're trying to not protect. They're trying to stop them. If you're this side over here that's getting is getting arrested or whatever, you don't look at it quite the same way. So you go out there and you kneel down and you're upset with police. I think
if you don't mind me cutting you off there, because I think this is the crutch of the issue. What has happened because of the law, not because of police, but because of the law, you've had way too many people that honestly are innocent get lumped into that category that you're talking about of bad people that the cops have to protect us from when they really don't belong there, but the law puts them there.
Right, right. And actually, on a very specific note, okay, in my circumstance, I was arrested on charges of conspiracy to commit first-degree attempted murder. What did I do? I took a cell phone video. I was 30 feet away from a small scuffle, and I took a cell phone video. Next thing you know, I'm facing life sentences. Now, that sounds insane, doesn't it? You're just like, what, how on earth? What I did was constitutionally protected. But see, the thing is that, first off, you're going to love this one. I was in Baltimore. No surprise there, right? I end up in jail, and then I found out that the corruption goes pretty deep because every time that they arrest somebody, I mean, these guys have quotas,
Yeah.
And the problem is, I don't blame the individual cop. I'm not a cop hater in any way, shape, or form. But if you overstep the bounds of what your job is, you have a very important job as an officer to protect and maintain the country. I mean, if you step over that and you, like, to throw me in jail for conspiracy to commit first degree attempted murder, it costs the city a ton of money to fight it. It costs them money to put me in jail, to hold on to me. But see, here's the thing is there's federal bailouts in that circumstance. Like the feds actually give the jails money to hold on to people. So they want to maximize the number. And of course, privatizing jails and prisons and so forth, same perpetual problem as they would.
Well, sure. And we're about to go to break here and we'll carry this on the other side, but let's not forget, police jurisdictions and offices, they suffer the same plight as any other business. They need funding. They need money to take care of their friends and family. They need new vehicles. They need this. They need that. So, of course, they want those federal dollars coming in. And this is where it comes down to, how do we measure whether the police are properly executing the law or executing the law but skipping justice?
I'm driving home here about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, so this is breaking right now, folks, and my spidey senses are tingling. The Washington Post just publishes, a woman approached the Post with dramatic and false tale about Roy Moore. She appears to be part of an undercover sting operation, and they're alleging that this was part of a James O'Keefe Project Veritas inspired, they're calling it a sting operation, into the Washington Post. Funny enough, or strangely enough, I think it was yesterday, a Washington Post reporter tried to do guerrilla journalism against James O'Keefe in the street, of which O'Keefe met calmly and collectively, unlike any of the journalists O'Keefe confronts who freak out and have spasms. So, this is going to be an interesting one to keep an eye on here, folks, because O'Keefe swears that he's about to drop the ball on Washington Post. Are they trying to get ahead of it? Have they been scammed? Or did they actually get out ahead of a Project Veritas report? So we're going to continue to keep our ears perked on this one. Stay tuned to the InfoWars Live 34-hour broadcast because this all might break by the time I sign off tomorrow at 6 p.m. I kind of have a feeling. Now let's go back to my guest, Jason Fick. Again, you can find him on Facebook, jason.m.fick. That's F-Y-K. And Jason, I'm kind of in the same boat as you where I've got stories about out-of-control police, out-of-control judges, specifically personal stories in my life. I never talk about them, but people don't even believe it. Literally, they can't even believe it. So to me, it comes down to the issue of, are we going to be a land of laws, or are we going to be a land of justice where a police officer doesn't approach a situation and say, what does the law say? I'd like judges to approach every situation with the, you know, consent of the law and understanding of the law and, the motivation by the law. However, there needs to be an overwhelming thought of justice because a lot of the times these laws have nothing to do with justice, just about busting people, filling the prisons, and getting citations to fund the war on drugs. To me, that's the big issue. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to give you a good example because everybody's saying like the general push is that black people and white people are viewed differently within the law enforcement, right? That's supposedly the myth right now. I want to point something out. So when I was arrested for this whole big mess down in Baltimore, I went in for a bail review because, of course, my supposed charges were massive. Now, remember, I took a cell phone video. I literally did almost nothing. I wasn't even involved in the whole situation. And I stood in there, and I'll be honest, the whole room was black. I don't even think there was another white guy in there. There was probably about 30 guys. I'm in a jumpsuit, handcuffs, the whole deal. And I'm going in front of this judge, and the judge stood there. And when they brought up my case, now remember, I took a cell phone video. That's all I did. The judge actually said anybody that would come to Baltimore to take a video of an attempted murder. Now realize the kid got a black eye and I wasn't even in the fight. It was a stupid little fight. There were no weapons, no nothing. It was nothing.
Just a drunk bar fight.
It was a parking lot. Some people got involved. It just happened that one girl that was in the fight happened to have a family that were police cops.
And doesn't that always change
Baltimore
the situation?
Cops. Oh yeah, the family members. There was a detective with the same last name.
Boy, I'll tell you, not to interrupt you, but let me just say that is an entirely different issue to me. I mean, my gosh, go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We jump into the whole having, connections. When you start getting into networking.
Oh, as soon as you know a judge or a lawyer, the entire situation changes. It's really ridiculous.
Yeah. Absolutely. When you start having connections, everything starts changing. So not only was this thrown out there, but this judge said, and this is on record, she said that, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically she said anybody that would come to Baltimore to videotape an attempted murder doesn't belong in the streets. Now, mind you, I had never been arrested. I was there on my first charge ever. I surrendered myself through my attorneys and so forth. And they thought that I was somehow a risk to
society.
Wait,
you didn't tell them you were white? Did you tell them you were white?
Here's the crazy part.
Oh, it didn't work. Oh, I'm sorry.
It didn't work. It went completely against me. It reversed somehow. And I end up getting no bail. So I'm going to jail for 2 months. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, the judge has to make an example. Hey, look, I can punish Whitey, too.
Oh yeah. And even though there wasn't really a crime involved in there. I mean, like what she said, if you break it down, anybody that would take a video protected under the Constitution, of an attempted murder, which nobody even went to the hospital until the following day. Like it, You know, I think they got Motrin for their injuries.
Oh, well, you know that most likely they moved the charges up because someone involved with police officers were involved. That's how it goes every time.
Exactly. The blonde, somebody connected to her family was involved in the fight. Or was involved with the police and so forth. Now,
now all of a sudden it's attempted murder with a deadly weapon.
Bingo.
I've seen that multiple times. Yep.
Now, I don't understand where the white privilege is in that. And this isn't a racist thing. It was just simply one of those. No, this was nothing to do with race. It had to do with connection. It had to do with abuse of power, misuse of power. Now, just to add, a cherry to the icing here. After they deny me bail, I'm still sitting there through the rest of these, you know, these different trial things and so forth. Through the different bail hearings, the guy that gets up after me, and I kid you not, big guy, right? He was African American. He goes off and the attorney for him starts explaining what happened. This guy was there on his eighth assault, eighth. He was there for hitting a guy in the head with a baseball bat, right? It was assault one. It wasn't even attempted murder. Now remember, he's got a baseball bat and hit a guy in the head. I took a cell phone video. I mean, it was ridiculous. This guy got $125,000 bail. Eighth assault. Now, it was my first charge, and it was a cell phone video. Like, that's not illegal.
How about the fact, I'm sorry, this woman, you can see in this video, this woman is doing more to instigate first-degree murder than you.
Exactly. She is the one that had a family member who was a cop.
You know, I gotta tell you,
my story never got out there because when this all happened, it was a Democratic government. It was a Democratic, and you know what? I am going to drop one thing that is kind of a monster in this whole thing. I was, this whole thing came down to essentially connections. There was this, you know how the state's attorney usually runs these cases? The state's attorney's office was actually trumped in this whole thing. The attorney general took my case. Why?
Why? Yeah. Great question.
They told me, like, it never happens. Like, he was coming, they were coming down. They didn't even know the procedures in, the courts that we were in because they don't usually run in those courts unless there's a capital murder.
You shouldn't even have a case.
Bingo. And you know, the interesting thing is I couldn't sue either. You know why? The city's broke.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said, well, why didn't you sue him? I said, well, I did. I mean, I talked to the Murphy firm and they were split decision. It was, three to two and they were going to take my case, but they decided not to. And the reason being is because it was a multi-million dollar lawsuit. They dragged me in there for no reason. They would have never gotten paid. No probable cause. I went broke, like 100% broke, was losing my house, was losing everything, all because of bad, corrupt government. That's why I'm against it. It's why everybody should be against it. It's, these guys aren't.
Well, and here's the problem too, because we're about out of time here. But to me, it all comes back to this again. You've got people in positions of power that A, act selfishly. I think that's the thing that you experienced most with these people with these connections wanted to act selfishly. They protected this blonde girl who probably had more guilt than you. And then they tried to basically project everything onto you to keep her out of trouble and then to use their connections to kind of distract the entire case onto you. I've seen multiple cases like this before. What we need to do is we need to pay attention of who we're putting in positions of power. Like you said, state's attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, judges. Judges more than ever, I think, need to be looked at by the public because at the end of the day, it's the judge that has the final say. We need judges that look for justice, not on a case by case basis where they don't even evaluate the case. They just evaluate the alleged case versus the law. Final words, Jason Fick.
Yeah, it really does come down to that. If you have a position of power, you absolutely have to do your job properly. We need to be careful of who we put into power because if they abuse it, we're all in this problem. I mean, we're all in this problem together. You know, there is no fix. It's not about what everybody's trying to say it's about. It's about power. It's about power. It's about money. That's all it's about.
That's Jason Fick. Thank you so much for your story today, folks. We're going to be live continuing. You stay classy, InfoWarriors. Don't go anywhere. The broadcast continues.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/